So how many wise men were there? Three? Perhaps. There may have been more, maybe four. From where exactly did they come? The east. Somewhere. Although we don't know precisely from which city or country. How long did it take them to reach the land of Jesus' birth? Somewhere between 1 and 2 years, based on Herod's reaction to the report that he heard. But we don't actually know how long the journey took. How did the wise men feel about the star that was shining ahead of them and leading them on their way? Ah, that we know. For the Lord had removed the star for a short amount of time and then put it back into the sky. And when he put it back in the sky, we're told, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And why wouldn't they? The star was the flawless guide leading them to the greatest of treasures. They understood that the star was taking them to the source of eternal life itself. How nice for them to have such a star. How helpful it was for them to have a guidance system that illuminated their path with razor-sharp precision. And how wonderful it is for us that the Lord has given to us exactly the same thing. At first, it might seem as though the wise men experienced something that's way beyond our experience, a very special privilege. But actually, theirs was a privilege no greater than ours. For we have been given a light just as bright. We've been given a guidance system just as precise. We've been led to the one that gives the same eternal life. It's just that it has been given to us in a different form, in the form of a book, rather than a celestial luminary. Continuing with a portion of the 73rd Psalm on which Prof. Pfeiffer based his message to us last week, we hear the psalmist looking up with great joy, saying to the Lord, "You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory." The reason we need guidance, the reason we need a bright light, is because we were all born in complete spiritual darkness along with the rest of the human race. "Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples," wrote Isaiah. When sin entered the world, it blinded us. As a result of sin, mankind was no longer capable of seeing God properly, nor understanding His will. We were all directionless. We needed God to break the grip of darkness and provide us with a light to lead us out of death into life. And He graciously provided that needed guidance, that needed light, in the form of Scripture. The psalmist says confidently, "You will guide me with your counsel," the counsel which is found in God's Word. The Bible is the light-bearing object which God has graciously positioned to lead us on our way and to guide us primarily to His Son. Even the wise men with their star needed the Scriptures. For when the Lord removed the star temporarily, the information that they needed to find the Christ child was found in the prophet Micah, who, quoted by Matthew, said, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." The Scriptures provided not only the who regarding the Messiah, but the why and even the where. How precious is the book divine by inspiration given. Bright as a lamp, its doctrines shine to guide our souls to heaven. Its light, descending from above our gloomy world to cheer, displays a Savior's boundless love and brings His glories near. It shows to man his wandering ways and where his feet have trod, and brings to view the matchless grace of a forgiving God. Just as that special star took the wise men directly to the Christ child, so also does the Bible lead us to the very same Jesus. It shows us the manger, where the incarnate God was welcomed to earth. It reveals how He served as our substitute under the law, completely fulfilling every requirement on our behalf. It highlights the cross of Calvary, where he shed his blood in perfect payment for our sins. And it illuminates his empty tomb, which serves as our guarantee that death has been conquered and our own resurrection is assured. The psalmist recognized that the Lord's guidance would ultimately lead him to heavenly glory. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Nothing more is needed for eternal life than to know the Jesus to whom the Scriptures lead us. As wonderful as that is, however, does it ever seem to you that the Bible might do more guiding than it does in connection with the everyday types of decisions that we face? Have you ever wondered the extent to which Scripture can lead us through the moment at hand? Well, actually, the more we study the Bible, the more we find that it is highly directional, also in matters pertaining to the current life here on earth. It's true that it does not nail down specifics for each one of us individually. It does not say, you should pursue this vocation and you should develop this personal relationship. But it does provide all the directions that we need to make wise decisions. When we face various decisions that need to be made, Scripture does direct us to analyze the options by giving consideration to things such as the following. Which option is most in line with seeking the kingdom of God above all things? Which option will strengthen rather than weaken my faith? Which option will serve my neighbor? Which option will glorify God? Which option is more motivated by love? Such are the types of directions that have amazing ability to give us direction in the various decisions that need to be made from day to day. And if we still come across something that we find completely baffling and puzzling, well, then there's the wonderfully all-inclusive directive to simply cast all your cares on the Lord, for He cares for you. Place on Him the weight of having to make a decision and of having to choose a certain path, trusting that He will, in His own good way and time, reveal what ought to be done. Yes, against the backdrop of worldly darkness, the Lord has graciously positioned a bright light, 66 books long. With the Scriptures, He guides us through this earthly life and finally to eternal life. He will guide us with His counsel, His word, and at last bring us to glory. So may the Spirit stir us to view our miraculous Bibles in much the same way that the wise men viewed the miraculous star, with joy. We sing of this star in the form of hymn 717, stanzas 1, 4, and 5, 717, 1, 4, and 5.